And start. So today is July 12th. Steve's so happy it's the 12th. Yesterday's his most miserable day because he runs 7-Elevens. So 7-Eleven day is horrible. So today is July 12th. And we're going to do lesson number 74 called Rocking the Back with the Help of One Leg. So you're going to start with your legs long, your arms long, down by your sides. We always start this way. This is your resting position, so to speak. So each time we take a pause to rest in between movements, you come back to this. And for those of you that it's your first time, what we've been doing is we've been putting two points or dots right in the center of your buttocks cheeks and in the center of your shoulder blades, and you make those dots a color. I don't know, I like yellow or red for some reason. And then you connect those dots with lines, and I tend to make the lines the other color. And what this does is it creates, hopefully, a rectangle for you, which is our trunk. And that's what we're doing a lot of work with, is this trunk part of us. Whether it's today flexion and working your core or the extension. And this rectangle gives you a sense, like when I was doing this lesson at 5 o'clock this morning again to help myself, is to see how level are you right now? Like, is one side of your pelvis up higher than the other? Like, I was super contorted. Is one shoulder higher than the other? Like, for me, there's a twist going on. So these four dots and then creating these lines and creating this image, this geometric image of the backside of yourself, helps give you a sense of where you are, so to speak, in space and line on the mat. Does that make sense to everyone? And then we'll come back to it and check in at the end of the lesson to see if anything's changed. Most likely it has, but. Okay, so from here, then you're gonna notice your spine, which rests in the center of this rectangle. And probably right now, you're gonna feel a significant arch. In the lower back, and maybe not as much, like more contact in the upper back. So just see what your spine feels like. Another way of thinking about it is, where do you make contact and where don't you make contact? And again, we'll observe how that changes throughout the class. Notice if one leg feels longer or shorter. Does one arm feel longer or shorter? Excellent. And then lastly, go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, just a minimal amount to observe what rolling your head is like right now. Beautiful. And then we're going to start by bending your knees, and you bring your legs to this good standing position. Most of you are familiar with it. And the first movement we're going to start with is a movement you can do for the rest of your life that always feels good and is very useful, is just to start to tilt, and it's a tilt, your pelvis. It's not lifting. So what that means is that you tilt it so that the lower back becomes flat, and then you tilt it forward to arch the lower back, as if you were going to sit on your sit bones. So again, it's a tilt or a roll. Your feet are stabilizing you, so they're pressing gently into the floor, and you just go from flattening to arching. Now, often I'll say to you, the most important direction to go is the arching, because most of us have trouble with extending. But in saying that, and with today's lesson, it's very important to be able also to flatten the lower back so we can release the hips and the psoas muscles. So ideally, both directions should feel fairly equal or similar to one another. That the level of movement and quality of ease is similar. But right now, it's important to notice if one direction, which is usually flattening, is easier than the arching. Okay, so from here, you're now going to bring your right knee up into the air and towards your chest. And from the outside, you're going to get a hold of your right foot with your right hand. So the outside of the foot with your right hand, not the knee, but the foot. So bring your right hand down to the outside of your foot. Now, if you want, you can use your left hand to get a hold of the right knee and bring the right knee a little closer. Hello, psoas and hip flexor. Right? I know, right? This is what I was doing all last night. It's the only position that I could fall, kind of drift off. And if I straighten my legs, oh. So go ahead and keep your left hand with your right knee. And then again, bring the hand towards the outside of the foot. And just slowly bring that right knee into your chest a little bit. So it's like a compression, right? You're compressing into the hip, okay? So just kind of bring this in a little bit. And there's a sense of like almost that the thigh comes closer to your chest, right? And then now move the knee a little bit away from you and do it again, right? So just kind of pause and then you're going to do it again. So you want to compress a little bit and then you're going to release, right? Does everybody understand that? So it's not only do you bring the knee up towards your face, but towards your chest. That's the compression. And then you kind of stay there for 1 or 2 seconds, and then you let it go. Beautiful, beautiful. That's it. How are you?
Well, I played golf yesterday. That's a major improvement, but it's more sore today.
It's okay.
I haven't done that yet.
But
while playing golf, it felt great.
That's it, you guys. Bring it in, and then release it a little bit. Now, all we're going to do is change hands. So what that means is you bring your right hand to the knee, and the left hand comes diagonally across you to come under the inside of the right foot arch. Okay, so you're still with the arch of the foot, right? And I know that's hard because that really adds the compression, right? It really brings the knee in. So you bring the knee up a little bit, and then you compress it, and then you release it. And then you bring it in.
I have a torn meniscus.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the very
very careful. Yes. Yes. I want you. And then you can move it away.
Okay.
And then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could even put your hand under here.
Okay.
Which will feel safer instead of touching the knee.
Yeah.
So that you're pulling in here. So the other place that you should be feeling this is in your right gluteus. Maximus. Do you guys feel it in the glute? Hamstring, right? Okay. Excellent. Let's let that go. Straighten your legs and rest and just observe and notice what change has occurred in that right hip and that right leg. So see if it feels longer, flatter, more open, whatever new sensation has showed up for you. Okay, so we're going to bend your knees again, and we're going to try the same thing on the other side. Okay? So you're going to bring your left knee in, right? The left hand is on the outside with the left foot. So opposite Jane, left hand, left foot, left hand, left foot, on the outside, remember? And your right hand is with the knee. So.
Wait, okay.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know.
So your left hand is with your left foot, and your right hand is pulling the knee in. And I know this is really hard for some of you because you want to flare your knees out, right? That's how tight they are, the hips. So you're bringing that knee right up into your chest. And then you're compressing using the right hand, and then you let it go and move it a little bit away from you. And then you pull it in again. And let it go. And now change your hands. So now your right hand comes from the inside under the left foot, right? And then the left hand is with the knee. And just pull it a little closer or away. Breathe, and then let's let that go, lengthen your legs, and rest. And just again now feel what changed with the left side. Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and this time let's bring both knees into your chest. Let's bring the right hand below the right knee, the left hand below the left knee, so not under the knee, below the kneecap. So determine where your kneecap is, and then your hands are there, and then you spread your knees a little bit and then pull them into the chest. Okay? So you're going to now pull them into the chest, and then the knees are going to move away from you. Jane, why are you crossing your feet? Oh, there you go. So let your knees be spread apart. Let your feet be spread apart. Pull the knees in, and then the knees pull away, pulling on your arms. Okay? And then you start to rock a little bit. Right? Not left and right. Forward and back. Right? Okay? So you're on your backs, right? Bring your knees into your chest, and then the knees pull on your arms, and your head's going to have to lift. And then you start to swing a little bit, as if you could rock up to sit. Right? There you go. So you can use a little momentum. Let the knees pull you up. Excellent. Excellent. Nice. Come back down. And then let's let it go. Straighten your legs and rest. OK, Okay, so let's go back to bending both of your legs, bringing them to stand. And now you're going to lift your right leg up in the air, the right knee's bent. With your right hand, you're now going to grab just the four toes. Everything but the big toe. So your fingers come underneath, your thumb comes in between the big toe and the four toes to hold on. Your left hand is going to go under your head. And now you're going to lift your head at the same time as lengthening your right leg to the ceiling. For whatever reason, I like to think of that you're making a teardrop. So your back is rounding. You feel your core engages. And you lift the head and you lift the foot. Your knee will never be straight. That's not the goal. The goal is to round the back, your left arm supporting your head so that the shoulder blades come away from the floor, and then you lower yourself back down. And as you do this, you do it on the exhale so that you really can use your core and your back can round. Releasing the psoas and hip flexor. Excellent. Now, we're going to pause. As we did earlier, we're going to change the hands. So first, bring the left hand to the right foot. So now your pinky goes in between the big toe and the four toes. And your right hand goes behind your head. So you're grabbing kind of on the top, the four toes, right? And your left hand goes around. And then your right hand is behind your head. And once again, as you exhale, you round and lift. And then you fold again. So you really got this right knee in your chest. And then you lift. And then you fold. That's it. And let's do it one more time. Excellent. Let it go. Straighten your legs. And rest. Sensing and feeling how the right leg feels now. What's changing in your upper back, your lower back. Okay, let's bend your knees again, and we're going to go to the left leg, right? So you're going to start with the left hand, comes and grabs the outside of the four toes. Your thumb is around the second toe. So you isolate out the big toe, right? And you should be getting a really big stretch in the hamstring. Your right hand comes underneath your head, and again, remember it's under your head. Not your neck. So your left knee is really bent, your right leg is standing to support you, and you lift your head and you think of lengthening the leg up. And then it folds back down as you lower the head. Rounding the whole back, engaging your core. Again, doing the movement of lifting on the exhale, so you're involving the core. And then when you lower down is when you take a breath. And then do the movement one more time, and then we're going to pause to change hands. So you first bring your right hand to the left foot. So your pinky is in between the big toe, and then you wrap all the fingers around the four toes. And then you're going to place your left hand once again under your head, not your neck. Now observe with your left knee if it wants to flare out a lot, if you can pull it in. And now again, on the exhale, you're going to lift. Your nose comes towards your left knee, and then you fold back down again. You should feel this in the glutes, the hamstring, the hip flexor. Excellent. And then lengthen your legs, lower your head, and rest. Okay, we're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and let's continue with the left leg. So let's bring your left leg in to your chest, and now we're going to bring both hands down to your foot. So your right hand is around with the big toe. It's almost like you hook the fingers around the big toe. Your left hand is with the four toes, and you're going to lift your head on your own as you lengthen the foot and leg up to the ceiling. And then you fold back down, keeping the knee to the inside. So your arms are on the outside. You lift the leg, you lift your head, round your back. Bring your nose to your knee. Don't let your head hang back. And then you fold the leg back down. Your right leg is standing, supporting you. You lift it a little bit again, bring your nose and your knee, and then fold it back down. And one more time. Lengthen up. So you're lifting that leg to the ceiling, stretching the whole back of the hamstring. And now bring that left leg down to stand. And we'll go to the right leg. So your right hand is on the outside holding the four toes. Left hand on the inside getting the big toe. Your knee, right knee is compressed into your hip. Left leg is standing. As you lengthen the leg to the ceiling, you lift your head. Your knee and your nose come very close together. And then you fold back down to pause. Lift as you exhale. And then pause. That's it. Okay, let that go. Let's lengthen your legs and rest. Legs long, arms long. Let's bend your knees again. And bring your right knee into your chest. We're going to go back to the first movement of your right hand now, way under the arch of the right foot. And your left hand holding the right knee. and it should be significantly easier to pull into the chest. And then pull it away, and then bring it into the chest. So see if you can keep now your knee more into the center, not flaring out to the side as much. And then let's change hands. So your left hand now comes to the inside of the arch of the foot. The right hand holds the knee. And again, it just changes what's happening deep inside the groin and hip area, so as excellent. Bring that foot down to stand. Lift the left one. Bring the left hand to the outside of the foot. Again, it should be much easier. Bring your right hand to hold the knee, and it can feel very pinchy as you pull the knee into the chest. That's a good thing. Bring it in and then release it a little bit. Hopefully your left knee is getting closer and closer right into your chest, if not touching your chest by now. And then change the hands so the right hand comes to the foot. The left knee, left hand, I mean, holds the left knee. Let it go. Straighten your legs and rest. Let's bend both knees again, and we'll go back to the movement of holding both knees below the kneecaps, bringing the knees in a little bit, and then they pull away to rock up to sitting. So let's just see if this is easier. Let your knees be spread apart. I'm not sure why you guys always go back to having your knees together. Grandma told you never spread your knees. Is that it? Right? I don't know how you do it. I can't stand my knees to be together. Go back again, and you can start to flip your legs over a little bit. You know, your toes may even touch behind your head, and you come up. So everybody swing up to sitting. Should be fun. Knees apart. Some of you go back to your knees together. So when your knees are together, you're tightening your psoas and hips again. Your knees need to be apart so that there's room for your belly. So when you come up to sitting, you sit tall. So you round to go back, and then when you come up, your belly comes forward and you sit tall. If your legs are together, you're like this. That's why you have problems. That's it. So push the belly forward, arch, and then round. Excellent. Everybody can do this. There. Now, should we start in sitting or on our backs? You're going to move those hands to the outside of your feet. Okay? So you're going to go back, and you're going to come back up. Right? So your knees have to be closer into your armpits. Right? So there's more... Again, opening those hips. So you round back, and then you come up, and you go back, and up.
You look like acrobat. So cool.
Okay, let's rest on your backs. Okay, so bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to try this. You're going to try keeping your left arm along the side of you, palm down. You're going to bring your right knee into your chest, and the right hand is under the arch, right? And you're going to swing the leg forward to come up to sitting. Your left leg can straighten, and you can use your left hand. There you go. There you go. So, okay, so try it this way. Everybody come up to sitting. And once you're sitting, let your left leg be long, but it is going to bend. Your left hand is next to you, palm down, elbow bent. Right hand holding those four toes. So your knee, this knee is in your chest, right? So you use this hand and you're going to roll back. Your left leg can even lift, and then you're going to swing back up. Come, there you go, and use your left hand if you need to. We okay? Should be easier, but try to keep your hand down with your foot. Okay, let's change. So in sitting, let's just change legs. So have your left hand get those 4 feet. Again, your right leg can follow the swinging to help you, okay? So it can start bent, it can start long. Your right hand is next to you with the palm down. So you start to round down, right? So as you do, feel your left knee's in your chest. You can let the right leg lift and come over. And then you swing back up. Why are you making it so difficult? It's not that much different than the other movement. Right. So somehow you guys think when you're holding both knees, it's the same. And then when you let one leg be a little longer, it's different. So now if you need to, go back and hold both feet. Try it with both feet again. Or you can hold both knees. There you go. There. Okay, let's rest on your backs. And really rest. So let's come back to the starting position with your legs bent, feet standing, and remember how you did that arching or tilting of the pelvis. So you go from flattening to arching. There is no lifting, right? So that means you don't purposely lift, right? You create an arch through rolling and tilting the pelvis. And just feel how this movement's coming along now. If the arching and the flattening are more equivalent, equal to one another? Can you feel how your whole spine moves? Excellent. And now let's go back to bringing the right knee into the chest, right hand along the outside of the foot, and let's try the left hand again along the inside of the foot. So both hands are under the right foot. So it's a deeper compression in the hip joint. And once again, you're going to lift the foot on the exhale and lift your head. And now your knee and nose should touch. So as you lift your foot to the ceiling, lengthening the hamstrings, your knee and nose touch because you've got your knees so compressed. Right, so many people think that this movement is about straightening the leg, but it's really not. It's releasing the hip flexor and psoas. So your knee has to come and touch your nose. Beautiful. Excellent. Let's let that go. Straighten your legs and let's rest again. Okay, let's bend the knees again. Bring the left knee into your chest. Left hand is on the outside under the arch. Right hand is with the big toe. You can press that knee. And as you lift the lower leg, your knee and nose touch now. So it's a huge stretch for the glute and hamstring. Fold back down, lower your head. And you again, if it's pinchy on the front side, you really need this. And you kind of just work with the pinchiness. So if it becomes super unbearable, back it off. Have the knee and nose come together as you lengthen the leg and lift your head and pause and then again. Excellent, and let's let it go and rest. And then I'm going to give you your choice. We're going to come back to coming, rolling up to sitting. You have your choice to hold your knees, to hold the arches of your feet, to do one leg, the other leg, one foot, the other foot, right? So we did several options. So start by bending your knees. And if you want to, you can start with your knees or your feet or one leg and roll yourself up to sit. And then roll back down. Just go through this a few times. That's it. So start with the easiest way and then maybe try one more way. So you try at least two of the ways that can feel somewhat good. There you go. Just a couple more times and then let it go and rest on your back. There you go. So everybody rest. Now we're going to do just one more movement just to balance you out a little bit because we've done so much with the hip flexors. So you're going to roll over onto your stomach. You're going to place your head on the back of your hands. I don't care which hand's on top. Legs are long. And we're going to start with first lifting your legs, firing your glutes and your extensors, and then lower. So just lift both legs. Think of those front of those hip flexors pressing into the floor now. And then you're going to lift your head at the same time. Leaving your arms down. And then finally adding the arms, your head, and your legs in. Just lift and hold for 1 second and lower. And we'll do it one more time. Excellent. And then let it go. Roll over onto your back and rest. And that will balance out so your body doesn't feel like it just worked on the front side. So take a moment to observe how you're resting on your back now. Notice those 4 points in your rectangle. Notice your spine, if the spine feels longer, freer, and then rolling your head a little bit to the right and left to see how that feels. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side and bring yourself to sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.